the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Are you ready to change your life and to just live in the flow and to live a life of stress-free? Do you want to learn how to realign your chakras tonight? Well, there's so much going on in our world with the debt ceiling and the this ceiling and everything is crashing and everyone is crumbling, but we weren't built to break. So tonight I'm bringing you our buddies back, Dr. Rodney from MindBodyBasics.com, and he's going to tell us, you know, how to live life stress-free and how to meditate right and how to live in the flow. And then we've got Reverend Calvin here, Calvin Cates. Check out CalvinCates.com. He's been with John of God in Brazil. He's lived there. He knows all about the healings and how to live life in a really cool flow. So he's going to join us after, and he's going to tell us how to realign our chakras with this amazing chakra alignment that I've had, that I've experienced. And it's really a special treat. So I want y'all to stay tuned tonight, because sometimes we just need a little patience. And Dr. Rodney's going to come up in just a moment, and he's going to tell us how to live this life of stress-free living, of wonderful living, and how to really live life to the max, like we always say. I want y'all to tweet me at Max Tucci. Keep that in mind, and follow me on Instagram, to the Max Tucci. Take life to the max, but until then, let's get a little patient with each other. Let's love one another. Let's be patient with one another, and let's just learn how to exhale and how to meditate. So, dream girls, patience. And when we're back, Dr. Rodney is going to be joining me from MindBodyBasics.com to give us the information on how to meditate and really just live life in a wonderful position of bliss and love and happiness and abundance. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Patience on Max and Friends.
As me, how long has it been? How long will it be? When will come the morning, drive the night away? Tell me, when will come the morning of a brighter day?
Yeah.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Are you ready to live a stress-free life? Are you ready to just breathe and exhale and take in the moment and live in the now? Well, you know that's what we're trying to do here on Max and Friends, one show at a time every Sunday night on LA Talk Radio. Now, speaking of LA Talk Radio, if you haven't received or gotten your LA Talk Radio app, it's free. So go get it. It's at the LA Talk Radio store, our virtual store, which is on iTunes and also for the Play Store. And go get it. That way, every Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Pacific time, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you could take me to bed with you. How you doing, everybody? Well, are you ready to know what really is stress and what is chronic stress? And not only that, but what are the physical reactions to all this stress? And then are you ready to know how to meditate and what type of meditations there are? Well, we've got our buddy and our friend to the show, Dr. Rodney from MindBodyBasics.com. He's here with us tonight. Now, of course, he's like, you know, chilling with Deepak Chopra all the time. And you know that Deepak and Oprah have their thing going on right now, how to live in this meditation, 21 days of meditation. Well, tonight we're going to start living a stress-free life and a life with some meditation on Max and Friends. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and welcome, Dr. Rodney, to the show. Hey, Dr. Rodney.
Hey, Max. How you doing?
Well, we're so happy to have you back because everybody is so stressed out with the government shutdown and with the ceiling, this and that. What is stress and how can we get it out of our life? Can you answer the easiest question? What is stress?
Well, what is stress? Stress is really something different to every person, something different for everybody. But stress basically it results from perceiving obstacles to the fulfillment of our needs and desires. We have things that we want to accomplish and something gets in the way. When we find that we are experiencing stress, our body reacts. And it reacts in many, many different ways. Many of them are emotional, but many of them are physical, which is why we start to see a lot of health problems related to stress. But a good friend of mine put a really very, very simple and really wonderful definition of what stress is. And if you think anytime you're having any stress, what's happening? And it's really when anything gets in the way of what we want. You want to achieve something, something gets in the way, that's a stressor.
And how do we get rid of it, Dr. Rodney?
Well, actually, the idea of getting rid of stress, you know, that sounds like really kind of a holy grail of stress, but it really, we don't really get rid of it. As long as we're alive, and we're blessed to be alive here, we're going to have stress. You want to get down to Miami, you're on at 95, you're going to have stress. Like you talked about the government shutdown now, there are things that are constantly going on around us that it causes stress. And there are certain stressors that are more powerful than others. The loss of a job, the loss of a loved one. These are things that are exceptionally stressful and some at the highest level. However, stress is a lot like digestion. And there are emotional events that are going on. And our body has to be able to process it. Our body has to be able to allow them to go through us, to allow us to take the good things out and to get rid of the bad things. Because stressors are usually a kind of learning experience to a certain degree also. So what we find is that when people are stressed, it's just like, if I would eat an apple and I would take, the good nutrients out of it and make my body out of it, make blood and liver and lungs and kidney and skin and hair and all the things I need, what do I do with what is left over that I don't need? I got to get it out, So basically what we find is that when people are stressed, they're kind of like what would happen if you didn't get the good things out when you eat and become constipated. You kind of become mentally constipated. So what we want to do is meditation, stress reduction is kind of like relieving mental constipation to a certain extent. So that's what we're doing.
Now, how do we first, let's talk about, so we're talking about stress right now, everyone. And if you're tuning in, this is Dr. Rodney from MindBodyBasics.com. He's joining us tonight. We're talking about stress and chronic stress and how we can learn how to meditate and live stress-free. So what is the difference between now stress and chronic stress?
Well, basically, they're tied in to a certain extent in that they're reactions to these events, to these things that are getting away what we want. But chronic stress is something that's repeatedly happening again and again and again and again. And many times, it's not necessarily that the event that's causing the stress is the repeated aspect, but it's how we're responding to it. And basically, chronic stress is actually something that's going to really cause a really extreme physical response in the body and a very aggressive physical response. And it's actually tapping into that reptilian part of our brain for these type of things, which are creating a fight-or-flight response. which is that, you know, we either have to really go and be aggressive, or we have to get out of there. That served us very well in a couple thousand years ago when the tiger attacking us, or a bear, or some animal, or something was trying to hurt us or kill us, and, you know, we had to run away or become dinner for that animal. But when we were done with those things, we were done. In other words, we ran away, we laid down, we made it away, and we were fine, it was done. But now it's chronic. In other words, every day, it's a constant bombardment. It never lets up. And it also becomes what we talked about earlier, which is it's the perceived stress also, that I have these things I have to do, I have these things I have to accomplish. So it actually becomes something that is really non-relenting.
Now, you know, when you say we're done with, how do we just let it all go?
Well, actually, there are a lot of different techniques that we can use to do that. Of course, meditation is one of those. People do it for exercise. And there are many things that are meditation. Meditation really, a lot of people think, clear your mind, grasshopper, that you actually eliminate all your thoughts. That's really not it. We talked about the ability to process those thoughts. It really is many, many things. But meditation being the number one methodology for that removal of stress or that processing stress. Of course, there's exercise. And even foods are stressors. We do know that junk food actually stresses the body. And things that are actually stressing the body physically are also going to be stressing us emotionally. And so sometimes reduction of stress is not just through medication, but reduction of stress can be an elimination of toxins. And when I think we've talked about toxins in the previous show, in which there are, of course, the physical toxins of chemicals that are in the environment, that are in the food, but then there's those emotional toxins. And those are people that are basically toxic, and we come in contact with them on a fairly regular basis. Some of us may live with them, some maybe not, and so that's another aspect that people look at in their lives. But sometimes those toxins are at work. And so sometimes the kind of a detoxification required also as a de-stressor. And jobs are sometimes toxic. So a lot of things are stressors or toxins, and it's a matter of determining if they're really the most appropriate for you. What I have found over the years is that really a form of medication, whichever form that may take for an individual, is really the best way to really handle chronic stress.
Now, Dr. Rodney, how do we get into the whole meditation thing?
Well, there are a lot of different types of meditation. Meditation, as we said, is really tapping into, the ability to start to eliminate some of these stressors that have come on. There are different classes. There are guided imagery. Now if you go online, you can find tons of guided imagery. And the guided imagery basically is that people are going to go and kind of lead you along through meditation. That's one of the things that we do in the clinic. I have a clinic in Boca Raton. And that's one of the things we do there. And many times during the course of the treatment that we do, we'll actually take people on a guided imagery and helping them to sort of visualize whatever goal they're trying to achieve and kind of getting past those stressors. So guided imagery is one. There are mantra-based meditations, which is what I teach from the Chopra Center, which is called primordial sound meditation. And that's actually a type of transcendental meditation where we sort of transcending our thoughts as opposed to eliminating our thoughts. So we need to work on that. And quite frankly, creative endeavors, whether it be painting or dancing, these types of things are also really wonderful, wonderful ways to as a stress reliever and as ways to, they are a type of meditation. Meditation is really the ability to tap into the creativity of the world around you and to your inner creativity. It's about connecting more to your inner spirit. So sometimes, meditation can be going outside and looking up at the moon, taking a walk along the beach and hearing the sound of the ocean and connecting to that, connecting to your breath. So these are some of the things that can be forms of meditation. And there are many, many more, too, that we do just a few.
Now, let me ask you a question, because the other evening I had a conversation about meditation, and someone said, meditation, when you meditate, you actually don't think. Is that true?
Well, no. There are a lot of opinions as to what the idea of thought is and what the idea of meditation is. But in all reality, you quit thinking when you're in deep sleep or like a coma, or you quit thinking when you're dead. Beyond that, you think. thinking is... It's called being alive, because, you know, this is something we talk a lot about also, and that is, you know, what is the thought? Anything, if you have a physical sensation in your body, touch, you know, sight, you know, smelling, hearing, you know, these are all thoughts, because it's the sensation that's being transmitted in your brain into reality of a perception. So you always are thinking, but meditation is really about clearing the clouds. In other words, you know, it's said that we have 50 to 70,000 thoughts per minute. Excuse me, per day. I'm sorry.
How
per
many
day.
Is that?
50 to 70,000 per day. And don't ask me who counted them, but that's the number. And it's pretty well agreed upon. And so with all of those thoughts, the sad part is they're the same thoughts you had yesterday and the same thoughts you had the day before, last week, and last year that you had this process. So, you know, thoughts are there. There's lots of them. But we want to, you know, thoughts are like clouds. You know, some days it's really cloudy and you can't see the sun, you can't see the sky because there's just so many clouds. It's a turbulent day mentally. And then other days, you know, you have that clarity and thoughts are kind of like little, you know, wispy clouds going by where we see the sun, where we see the sky, and it doesn't have that turbulence that we feel in our life. So, but we always have thoughts. And in terms of the meditative aspect of working with your thought, it's about really increasing the space between those 50 to 70,000 thoughts. Because every thought, it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And then a little gap, a little space, and then a new thought, which has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And what we want to do is start to elongate that space. So if you can, maybe if somebody's able to elongate that space for 20 minutes, then you can say, well, they're not thinking. But usually, the thoughts are coming in. So no matter what, you've got them coming in, but it's a matter of no longer attaching to the thoughts, to just saying, oh, you again. Because thoughts are basically emotions wrapped in words. So it's really where, you know, we're experiencing those thoughts, and it's like, okay, there's that thought I had earlier today, and I'm going to wave to it, and just let it flow by like a cloud. So what we're learning to do, as I said, is just get.
Now, let me ask you, because there's the thought that people have that I can't relax or I could never learn to meditate. What do you say to people who have those thoughts, Dr. Rodney?
I hear that all the time. And, you know, that's the same thing you probably you had going through your mind when you were, and you don't remember necessarily, when you were about, 3 months old and you tried to walk and you stood up and then you fell on your butt and then you stood up and you fell down again. You thought, I can't do this. But you didn't give up. And you didn't give up, you kept practicing, and eventually, pretty much we all learned how to walk. The same thing for many, many things. It really is a repetitive, you know, do it, do it, do it, do it again. There's really nobody that can't meditate. There's nobody that can't learn.
Just the words, I can't, I don't like, right? Just those words, yeah. I can't, they're horrible.
Yeah, everybody can. It's really just a matter of making a decision. And also the fact is that people don't realize that when you start to meditate, when you first learn to meditate, it will be a bit uncomfortable because you are dealing with all of those thoughts. But, you know, it's something that a friend of mine told me one time, and he said, you know, how can you do anything well? How can you expect to do anything well if you can't do nothing well? Which is just...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just the truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like the simple truth. Don't we just love the simple truth?
Yeah. And actually, with that in mind, again, for people that are listening tonight, you know, one of the things that, you know, I found that can be very effective, people think a lot of times, oh, I have to go through, you know, some kind of long course or something like this to learn to meditate. But, you know, meditation can be just really just deep breathing. You know, anytime we become stressed, what starts to happen is we start to decrease our breathing. So it can be just as simple as just breathing in, closing your eyes,
and exhaling,
taking a deep breath in, thinking the word calm, breathing out, relax, breathing in, thinking the word calm, maybe visualizing the ocean and the waves, moving in as you breathe in, moving out as you breathe out, and just saying what, just something very simple like that will be a meditative event which will start to de-stress you immediately. All you have to do is close your eyes and do that. It works.
I'm already de-stressed hearing you say that. But now, how can we learn to meditate?
As I was saying, there are all sorts of different programs that are out there. Different magazines are out there. There are groups that are constantly out and around. I mean, if anyone's in the Boca Raton area, we teach a class usually every quarter, and we do that. But there's so many opportunities. The Chopra Center does a lot of them. Those are done all over. There are just lots of organizations that are out there doing classes. The things are out there. I mean, if you want to learn how to meditate, you can learn. It's just a matter of going online. There's a lot of resources on the Chopra Center. So that's really the best thing is really, with the internet now, that's really your best world for finding out the areas of meditation, kind of tapping into some of those. There's a lot of free groups out there which can help you have some information. But the main thing is always remember whenever you're getting involved in learning meditation, that's really, it's inside you. And it's really not something that you're learning, and that's something I want to really explain to people. It's really not learning something, it's remembering. You weren't born stressed. You learned it. And so it's a kind of unlearning. It's not really learning. It's really tapping back into a remembrance of that kind of oneness, that kind of the ability to just tap into the silence of your breathing and who you are, and reconnecting to that little observer who's been watching you as their life has been playing out.
Now, what are some great examples of how listeners tonight can just begin that transition in learning to meditate? Give us some really powerful meditation concepts.
Well, the one we started to talk about there, where you just close your eyes, and actually, many of the times, a lot of the meditative things that you can do are really just very, very simple. I mean, you can make your own meditation. And here's a perfect example. I meditate twice a day for a half hour every day. But you don't have to do that. I do it because it keeps me moving. As you know, I basically have a 12-hour a day, 7-day-a-week schedule.
You are nonstop lately.
yeah. If I didn't meditate, my head would have blown up years ago. So it allows me, as I said before, to process these things. But, in our life, we're kind of hardwired to very simple commands, very, very simple commands. And, your mom said, clean up your plate, be nice, talk nicely, very, very simple commands. So what I've come to the conclusion of is that a lot of times we just kind of think, okay, what's going on? Okay, am I having palpitations? My heart is racing? Am I stressed? Do I have something I'm holding on to that I need to let go of? And just use that command as a meditation. Let's imagine right now that you have something that has been coming and bothering you for whatever period of time. It's just got to close your eyes. Okay, close your eyes now.
Is anything going to Paris?
And just begin to breathe in. And now, and take the idea that the behavior of the thought, it's non-nourishing, it's creating some anxiety. And think about that as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, you simply say the words to yourself, let it go. As you breathe in, feeling that tension that you have, and as you breathe out, just say the words to yourself, let it go.
Let it go.
I'm telling you, if you just do that, for a minute, 2 minutes, that idea that was creating tension, because you're commanding your body, you're telling it what to do, and it will listen to you. Just you can hold your breath if you want to, and your body will listen to you. Telling yourself to let it go. If you're trying to calm down, what would you do? You would breathe in, and then as you breathe out, say, calm. Breathe in. Breathe in. If you say you wanted to relax, although it usually is calm down, if you wanted to get an awareness to relax, then you would say, if you're having, as I said, palpitations, and you're getting a racing heart, because a lot of times people do that when they're getting stressed, what would you do? You would just think the words very simple. season. So just tapping into the really what you want to do and telling yourself to do it. Remember you said earlier, I don't like. You know, just say those words. And so by actually giving yourself, it's kind of a positive affirmation and a directive to your body and to your mind. And when you do it, your body and your mind, they're listening. It listens to what you say. That's why we're here doing what we're doing now on Into the Max. Because we told our body and our mind, we used our intention and our attention, and lo and behold, here we are on the radio doing what we thought we would be doing earlier today. Now we're doing it. And if you tell yourself, it works. And you know something? You don't have to believe anything I say. Try it. It works.
It works.
Yourself. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, Dr. Ronnie, what do you say to people who say that they don't know their own strength?
Well, even I would have to say we really don't, because we're a lot more powerful than we ever imagined. So the amount of strength that we have in us is really wonderful. It's overwhelming, but something that's even more than the strength that we have, and that is the ability to tap into the power that exists in the universe. And that goes even beyond our own personal strength. So, you know, we have our strength, but what we really have is the ability to tap into that cosmic flow of energy, the cosmic flow of creativity, that universal God consciousness, whatever you want to call it, that exists everywhere. And that is even beyond our own personal strength, and it becomes the strength of, you know, the collective consciousness of the world, and allows us to really achieve results that go beyond what we ever imagined and beyond what our own personal strength could accomplish, because we really tap into the power of all of the people around us, to the power of the creativity of this universe that I just got conscious of.
All right, Dr. Ronnie. Well, I thank you so much for being here tonight on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Tell my people and all my listeners and all my friends where they can find you.
Well, you can find us in Boca Raton, number one, in Florida. And on the website, mind, M-I-N-D, body, B-O-D-Y, basic, C-A-S-I-C-S.com. That always has a ton of information. It has information about our classes. And, give us a call. The phone number's on there also. And, we're all over. We're all over. And actually, we have just a whole host of things that we're always rolling out something new all the time.
All right, Dr. Ronnie. Well, I'm glad that you joined us tonight on Max and Friends. You made our life a little more stress-free and a little more calming. So, people, let it go. Thank you, Dr. Ronnie, for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio. And I'm going to talk to you real soon.
Okay, you take care.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you, Dr. Ronnie.
Okay.
All right, everyone. And for all of you who think you don't know your own strength, well, I've got a song for you. And then coming up, we have Reverend Calvin joining us, who's going to teach us how to do some crystal meditation and some crystal healing. Stay tuned to Max and Friends. Whitney Houston, I Didn't Know My Own Strength. We'll be right back.
Touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I might break. Darkest hour. Elvis.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Whitney Houston. I didn't know my own strength. Now we've got we just had Dr. Ronnie with us, and now we have Reverend Calvin with us, and he's going to tell us how we can just release, let go, and enjoy life. Welcome to Max and Friends, Reverend Calvin.
Hello. Good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
So, Reverend Calvin, can you tell us, you've had lived an extraordinary life. You've been in Brazil with John of God. And I just, before we get into this whole wonderful segment that we have you here on, tell us about life at the Casa and life with John of God and who he is.
Well, it's an amazing place to visit. And John of God, and he doesn't really like that name. He prefers Medium Joao, but the people and the Brazilians there have affectionately called him John of God because of the work that he's done over the last 40, 50 years. John of God is a healer. He's a transport medium, meaning that he incorporates a spirit being and proceeds to heal people. And people from all over the world come to visit him at his place of where he sees people, which is referred to as the Casa de Dom Ignacio. It is a spiritual clinic, if you will. People come there, and for all sorts of reasons, typically it's people that have been turned away from the medical community, and they really don't have a lot of hope left. So they come to the Casa.
Now, explain what you say they come to. Like, what kind of ailments or sicknesses do these people have?
Well, many of them have all sorts of types of cancer, age, muscular dystrophy. Some of them have had tumors, all sorts of maladies of this nature. In addition to that, many people come for spiritual reasons. Some people come for relationships. Some people come for other mental or emotional challenges that they might have, as well as psychological. So there's many reasons. As John of God has gotten well known throughout the world, many, many people have sought him out to resolve some of their maladies and issues and challenges that they're experiencing throughout their life.
It just sounds so incredible. Now, have you seen people literally be healed?
Yes, I have. I've been very blessed to actually witness people getting up out of wheelchairs. I was sharing with some friends today, recalling a opera singer who was from Germany who hadn't been able to sing or actually talk for a number of years. And during one of the sessions, she came up in front of John of God, and John of God had incorporated, and it was one of the healing spirits, with Dr. Augusto, and Dr. Augusto was a relatively new or modern entity, if you will, or healing spirit. He lived in the 1800s. He was a plantation owner as well as a surgeon. And he had incorporated this day in John God's body and proceeded to go to this individual, this lady, and kind of went to her throat area and put his hand in that area and just it was like pulling something out of her throat area. And he did this a number of times, and then he asked her to sing. And she started to sing. Of course, it wasn't perfection, but it brought tears to her eyes because she hadn't heard those sounds coming from her mouth or from her vocal cords in a number of years.
Wow.
That's just one. And then she broke in to Ave Maria. And Ave as you can Maria. Imagine, the whole place was just amazed.
Amazed.
Yes, I've seen people walk up or get up out of a wheelchair and holding a cane. And John of God would come up to him and actually throw the cane to the floor and say, and of course, this is in Portuguese that he's speaking, but there's interpreters there. Watch the power of God. And the individual would actually walk. Now, of course, he wouldn't be walking like perhaps you or me, but he would walk.
Wow.
And
I'm getting chills just thinking of this right now.
Yeah, it's amazing things that you see. But there's healings going on constantly, and they're not so, many of them aren't so demonstrative as that. Many of them are on a very, very personal and a sacred way, meaning that it's more of an internal healing that goes on. Mm-hmm. And many people have some profound physical alterations as a result of their experiences there. They have what they call a sacred waterfall that people go to at the casa, and it's for cleansing and a number of other things. And I was sitting at dinner one day with a group of people at a posada, which is like a hotel, and they call them posadas in at the casa in Brazil. And I'm sitting, this young lady comes and she sits next to me, and we're eating, and she looked like she just got out of the shower. I said, "Oh, it looks like you just got out of the shower." She said, "No, I came from the waterfall." And she said, "I had an amazing experience there." And she started talking, and all of a sudden she was dead quiet, and tears started rolling down her cheek. And I inquired what was wrong. Did someone upset her? And she goes, "No, I can hear." And she had been deaf up to that moment of entering into the waterfall.
Stop
it. The first time she heard her voice. Yeah. And
it's beautiful.
And then there are a number of experiences like that that I've encountered, and many other people as well.
I'm sure. Tell me. What I wanted to say is, you know, it's the whole essence of it is so beautiful. And just, you know, I believe in healing. I know you believe in healing. And I think that's what you came to Earth to do, because I came to see you and we had a great conversation and you allowed me to be part of your crystal bed healing, which I'm going to come again. I had Dr. Rodney on before. I just have to find time to exhale and focus on things. But, you know, so tell us what drew you to John of God and how you now have one of these crystal beds in Florida.
Wow. Through a series of events, I found myself booking a trip to John of God with a lady that that was introduced to me, and she brought me down. Her name is Josie Ravenwink, and Josie and I subsequently become very good friends, and now I am a guide, and I take individuals down there as well. And I went there, I would guess, because I was drawn to go there. I didn't really have any serious maladies that some people do, but I went there because I had a strong sense that something was there for me to experience. And once I got there, though, I found that, boy, was I in for a big surprise. Uh-huh. It was a life-forming it was a life-changing experience for me. My life has not been the same since then. Although I was on a spiritual path and have been on for many, many years, this was kind of the icing on the cake, if you will. And there was a lot of healing that I had to experience, or I had the opportunity to experience while I was there and since I've been there. And it's more on an emotional level, a mental level. And there were some physical surgeries. Well, let me retract that. I had some spiritual surgeries, many spiritual surgeries when I was there.
And now for people who are tuning in right now and they're hearing spiritual surgeries, what does that really mean?
Well, that's a great question. And many people see movies or video clips of John and God doing physical surgeries. And that is when he actually will take a scalpel and make an incision on somebody and maybe remove a tumor or do whatever, you know, he is guided to do at that time. And that's a very, very small percentage of people that have that experience. As a matter of fact, you have to ask for that now. And I would say it's probably 2 or 3% of the people that go there have that. Typically, when someone goes and it has surgery, it's called a spiritual intervention or a spiritual surgery. Meaning you go into a room with a number of people, and you sit quietly, and it's almost a form of meditation. And during that time, the spirit beings will come into you and perform surgery. They can perform up to 11 procedures at one time. I worked in the surgery room because I ended up moving to Brazil and living there for a year, and I go back and forth now. And when I was there, I worked in the surgery room, and you could actually smell anesthesia. You could smell bandages. You could you could feel pressure on your body. People, including myself, experienced internal movement of organs, things of this nature. People actually could have a incision, but
so it's just a whole experience depending on what the spirit leads. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
And the entities that are there. Now, what I want to talk about, because this is the most exciting part, and I think this is what a lot of people are tuning in to hear because I've been talking about it all week, which is the crystal bed. Now, explain how John of God had the inspiration for this crystal bed, and now how you have one here, and people here, when I'm saying here, I'm saying in South Florida, and now how you have the ability to have this creation that John of God was inspired by to help people and heal them. Basically, one session at a time.
Yes, I'm very blessed to be able to have been given permission to bring a crystal bed back with me from Brazil. At the Casa, the crystal beds are used as routine to assist people. And what the crystal, John of God, channeled this crystal bed to be used as a as an instrument to help balance people's chakras. By that, I mean to help bring energy centers into balance. And what that does is it helps then, once these subtle energies are in balance, it allows our own body's healing natural mechanisms to be able to function as they're designed to, which allows healing. Now, individuals have been given permission to take these beds back, and I was, as I said, given permission to bring this crystal bed back, and the entities asked me to go back to my country, help cleanse my countrymen, and to they would work with me, and through working with me, they would give me this crystal bed to take back and have people experience the healing energies of the CASA, and hopefully, people would end up going to Brazil, but most people don't have that opportunity. So by having a crystal bed, it allows people to have this experience. If your listeners could imagine this, a massage table, and above the massage table, there is a lamp that has seven arms. At the end of each of these arms are lamps with a crystal at the end of the lamp. And above the crystal is a colored filament that corresponds with each chakra, that is the seven main chakras. Now, the practitioner or me will have the client lay face up on the crystal bed or the massage table, and we will center these lamps over the chakras. Now, once that is turned on, the energy from the light and the color pulsating through the crystal transmits a frequency or a vibration into the body. What happens then is the liquid in the body picks up that vibration and passes that frequency of vibration into the whole body and helps reorganize poorly structured water molecules. And why is this important? Well, Mark Vogel, who a scientist that did an enormous amount of research on crystal and the benefits of crystals, him and his associates found that a precisely cut quartz crystal has the same vibration and frequency as water in its purest state. So if water in its purest state and a precisely cut crystal has the same vibration, and you transmit that vibration to water, the water will take it, and it has the capacity to restructure poorly organized water molecules. So that is one of the benefits of the crystal of that from a scientific point of view. And of course, then you have the spiritual aspect of it, is the entities use this as a portal to actually come in and work on the individual as they are experiencing the healing energies of the crystal lamps itself.
Now, tell us exactly, because we've got to wrap this up in just a moment, but what exactly are chakras?
Chakras are energy centers, and for our discussion here, there's seven major chakras, and individuals can look that up on Google it, and they'll find out that there's upper chakras, that is, the heart is like the mediator, and above the heart is the throat chakra, then the third eye, which is in the center of the forehead, and then above that is the crown chakra, and that deals with the higher, your spirit realm. And then below the heart is the solar plexus, which handles all your emotion and your power center. Then you got your sacral chakra and then your root chakra. And all these seven energy centers affect the energy that's within our bodies. So if we're a very angry person, typically the solar plexus will have a consequence, if you will, if the chakras close. And that anger, if we get angry or have an argument, it will tend to shut down that chakra, and uh-huh. It blocks up the system, and the energy can't flow through. So what we do is we give individuals tools. One of them is the crystal bed that helps keep these chakras wide open so the uh-huh. universal life energy can flow through, allowing the body parts to function as they were designed. And each of these chakras is connected with a specific aspect of our body. The throat chakra is about power.
That's the one that opened for me. Yeah. That's the one that opened for me. We had such a wonderful experience. You know, I came to see you and I was on the bed, and it was just really something. I felt so invigorated. And then after you had mentioned, you know, go to the sea, go to the beach. And I went to the beach, and it was just like the most incredible experience that I've ever had at the beach, of just like being one with my creation, so to say, and with my creator, and just the beauty of the beach and the nature. So it was an experience that I really have to tell everyone, go do it. I have to wrap this show up. As much as I want to speak more with you, Reverend Calvin, please let everyone know how they can contact you so they can experience what I have here in South Florida.
Sure. My website is calvincates.com. That's C-A-L-V-I-N, C-A-T-E-S.com. Go to my website. It is under construction, but you can still get a hold of me, and we can go from there. And you get a lot more information on my work, Crystal Bed, there's Q&As, and all sorts of different modalities that I do and work with.
Well, I'm so excited to come and see you again. I know that I have a lot of listeners tuning in tonight that are going to come and see you. So hopefully the spirit will lead them, because we don't want to push anyone into something that they're not comfortable doing. Well, but if you go, believe me, it is something that I think will rejuvenate, energize, and just recharge you and just clear you of all the negativity and all the past. So, Reverend Calvin, thank you so much for joining me here on Max and Friends tonight. And, of course, I've got to say thank you to Dr. Ronnie for joining us. Everyone, have a wonderful week ahead. Take life to the max, and let's live life a little less stressful and a little more carefree and a little more loving. Actually, a lot more loving. Until we speak next, take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Good night, everyone.